This show furnished by the National Association of Realtors.
This is Real Estate Today, the number one real estate show on the radio.
Welcome to Real Estate Today, backed by the professional experience of realtors from across America. We're your most trusted source on the radio for up-to-date real estate information. Real Estate Today is the official radio program of the National Association of Realtors and its realtor members in your neighborhood. Hi there, I'm Stephen Gasquet, and we have a great show for you today. How to invest in real estate. Part of our special New Year's series on thriving in real estate in 2018. Today, we'll talk to national experts about how to generate revenue and build wealth by investing in residential, retail, land, real estate investment trusts, and more. How to invest in real estate is straight ahead. But first, let's go to the Real Estate Today newsroom with Bill Thompson. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Stephen. There were once 238 localities across America that entered the competition for Amazon's multi-billion dollar second headquarters. Now, Amazon has narrowed that list down to 20. But three of those 20 are in the Washington, D.C. metro area, says Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens.
There's a site in Southern Maryland, Northern Virginia, and then actually Washington, D.C. itself. And so because of that, there's a lot of speculation that they are really looking at that area. Of course, Jeff Bezos, the CEO and founder of Amazon, also owns the Washington Post and has recently been building a house in the D.C. area.
There are two finalists each in Texas and Pennsylvania, but only one on the West Coast, Los Angeles. With the continuing resolution ending the brief government shutdown, the National Flood Insurance Program, or NFIP, gets another short-term reprieve. The program is now alive through February 8th. But in a statement, the National Association of Professional Insurance Agents says it's time for Congress to pass a long-term reauthorization of the program. The association says lapses in the NFIP, even very short ones, have a negative impact on consumers. Housing starts across America fell 8.2% in December, a bigger-than-expected decline, largely because of a drop in the construction of single-family homes. The decline followed 2 months of substantial gains. The Commerce Department reports that the December housing starts came in at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.19 million units. That's compared to November's revised number of nearly 1.3 million. For all of 2017, home building increased 2.4% to its highest level since 2007. The report came a day after the National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index revealed that builder confidence fell slightly in January, down from its 18-year high the month before. More homes than ever are selling at or above their listing price. CoreLogic reports that at the end of the third quarter in 2017, more than one in five sales had resulted in the seller getting more for their home than they'd listed it for. In September, the share of homes selling above list price had recovered to early 2004 levels. That month, San Francisco had the nation's largest share of homes that sold at or above list price, 76%. Seattle and Los Angeles weren't far behind. Coming up in half an hour, how it's getting easier to get a mortgage. Stephen, back to you.
Thanks, Bill. And we have the latest home sales information for you. And it turns out that at the end of 2017, existing home sales took a dip across America. The latest existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors shows home purchases fell more than 3% in December compared to the month before. But year over year, sales were up, and so were prices, nearly 6% compared to 1 year ago. Great news for homeowners and home sellers. Challenging, though, for buyers. Let's talk about the latest numbers and what they mean with George Ratu, the Managing Director of Housing and Commercial Research at the National Association of Realtors. George, welcome to Real Estate Today.
Thank you, Stephen. It's great to be here.
We're glad you're here. So, George, a drop in existing home sales in December. What's happening here?
Well, that's a very good question. I'll point out that obviously that's a monthly number. So what we're looking at is partly seasonal in the sense that winter tends to be a slower month for sales. So that explains some of it. The other, I think, reason for that December decline, however, was extremely tight inventory. So a lot of buyers are running up against a wall, or maybe the lack thereof, in terms of available homes, which I think is dampening some of that pace.
Interesting. So once again, we're talking about inventory and rising prices, and add to that the holiday season, and I guess it does make sense.
Indeed. I mean, when you look at the inventory picture, in December, we were down to about 1.48 million units available for sale. That's down 10% from last year. And how does that translate into the supply picture? We basically have a little over 3 months of supply. In comparison, think about the fact that a normal balanced market is 6 to 7 months supply. So 3 months supply, that is really low, even adjusting for, obviously, the slower season.
So home buyers are still facing big challenges in the market from coast to coast, and the latest dip in existing home sales reflect that.
Yes, indeed. And to your point, a lot, what this translates to, of course, is an increase in prices. I mean, the median price for an existing home in December reached $246,000, actually a little bit over that, which is up 5.8% on a yearly basis. So we've had now at least 3 years of roughly 6% year-over-year increase in prices. You put that against the wage growth, even adjusted for inflation, roughly 2.1%. It's obvious that a lot of first-time buyers and new entrants into the market are facing a squeeze on affordability.
And yet on the other side of the closing table... Home sellers are loving that, and so are homeowners as they see their equity grow and grow.
That is a fair point indeed. For sellers, obviously this is a good time, and we hear from our members, realtors around the country, that multiple offers are obviously in many markets the norm. Depending on location, we're seeing escalation clauses, we're seeing waivers for various contingencies. So clearly a market in which sellers are benefiting from this environment.
So George, let's take a virtual tour across the United States. How did the different parts of America do in existing home sales this past December?
So looking on a monthly basis, so compared with November, all the main regions recorded declines, with the Northeast and Midwest seeing the sharpest declines, in part probably due to weather conditions, considering we had an early winter and snowfall in some of the northern parts. On a yearly basis, so how these regions compared with last year, interestingly enough, the South is actually up 3.1%. So the southern region continues to lead the country, both in terms of nominal volume as well as growth, followed by the Midwest with a 1.5% growth. The Northeast and the West were down on a yearly basis by 2.6% and 0.8% respectively. So obviously conditions are a little bit different depending on which part of the country you find yourself in.
I see. Well, George, now here we are in a brand new year. The holidays are behind us, and yet we still have tight inventory and rising prices. So what does this latest batch of numbers say about where we're headed in 2018?
Well, that's a good question. And based on the underlying economics as well as market fundamentals, we expect 2018 to actually be very similar to 2017. In fact, our forecast for existing home sales calls for a similar annual pace, about 5.52 million existing home sales this year. However, I will point out that we are likely to see some impacts from the tax reform, the recently enacted Tax Act, on states where property taxes exceed that $10,000 cap property tax deduction. So I think for some of the high property tax states, we might see a moderation in sales, particularly at the higher end, where obviously property taxes can exceed that $10,000 cap by quite a bit. But at the same time, so far, it's the entry level part of the market that's seen a lot of compression, both in terms of inventory as well as sales.
Interesting. Well, George, I really appreciate you giving us a look back at December and existing home sales then, and also look forward to the rest of this year. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Stephen. Pleasure as always.
Well, George, thank you. George Ratu, the Managing Director of Housing and Commercial Research at the National Association of Realtors. Coming up on Real Estate Today, you walk into that office building every week. What if you bought it?
If I were an investor, I'd be buying real estate. I would be buying either a building that is occupied with tenants paying it with some credit and take a 5% return on my money, because you're also getting that return plus you're getting an increase in value in the market of the property.
That's next on our special show, How to Invest in Real Estate.
When it's time to install the cabinets and countertops, pros don't have time to wait around for the cabinets and countertops. So the Home Depot ships on-trend Hampton Bay cabinets and countertops with select finishes in as little as 48 hours. And during our winter kitchen and bath event, pros get 10% off bulk orders of 10 or more. Save time, save money. There's no better time. The winter kitchen and bath event for pros, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
Attention shoppers, cleanup on aisle 14. Cleanup on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
I hate water softeners. I hate lugging salt. I hate that it ruins septic systems and wastes water. But I know if I don't treat my hard water, limescale buildup will cost me thousands, ruining my appliances and wasting energy. I wish there was a better way.
Now there is. Introducing the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. This revolutionary technology uses a computer-controlled process to prevent and eliminate limescale buildup electronically, without salt or chemicals. It's compact, easy to install, and powerful enough to keep all your pipes and appliances pristine, clean, and running efficiently. No plumbing required, no maintenance, no salt. There is a better way to treat hard water. The Smart Descaler from Wave. It comes with an unprecedented 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it yourself. Call 1-866-360-4449. 1-866-360-4449. Or visit fixhardwater.com. Fixhardwater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
connecting you with real estate professionals every week.
And we are back with our special show, How to Invest in Real Estate. You know, every day we all do business in office buildings, retail stores, and strip malls. They're all part of daily life in America. But even though they all serve different functions, they have one thing in common. Somebody owns them. And that somebody could be you if you ever decide to invest in offices or retail real estate. So let's ask a professional about exactly how to get started in those areas. Joining us now is Cynthia Shelton, Realtor and Senior Managing Director of the Investments and Capital Markets Division at LandQuest Commercial Real Estate in Central Florida. Cynthia is the former president of the Florida Realtors. She's been in the business for 40 years, and in 2015, she was the recipient of the National Association of Realtors Distinguished Service Award. Cynthia, welcome to Real Estate Today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on here.
Well, let's start at the very beginning, Cynthia. Tell us about investing in retail or office property. Now, what are the pros and cons?
It depends on where your money is. So if it's extra cash, they don't need it today, then if I were an investor, I'd be buying real estate. I would be buying either a building that is occupied with tenants paying it with some credit and take a 5% return on my money, because you're also getting that return plus you're getting an increase in value in the market of the property. And it's usually a long-term play. Investors most do not look at, except those that are doing flipping and development, they don't look at it as, I'm going to be in this for a year or two. It's a 5-10 year hold. I have had investors who say, Cynthia, I don't sell anything. So, I mean, it depends on their cash position. And it depends on their ability to fund everything else, and this is extra money sitting there earning nothing, basically, in a mutual fund.
If I were to buy an office building or a retail building, should I expect positive cash flow from the start, or should I expect to run a negative at first and then slowly build into the black?
You should be able to. It depends on how much cash you're putting down, but you should be able to get positive cash flow with the debt that is in place in the market today.
How much of a down payment should I be looking at, Cynthia?
As an investor, you normally, in today's market, you're lucky if you've got a great relationship with the bank if you put 20% down. Normally, it's 30, 40, or 50%.
Interesting. And now, that gets us into the property. Once I own it, would most of your clients tend to get a property manager, or would they manage those properties themselves?
My recommendation is always to look first to get a property manager, because it pulls you out of the middle of negotiations and making sure things are done. However, there are a few that are small, like a one-tenant, two-tenant, three-tenant deal that are smaller properties, that the cash flow isn't sufficient. But most leases, you can pass that management fee, if it's an external management fee, onto the tenants, if you design the lease right or if the lease is written right.
I see. And now we're in the place, and it's been more than a year. We might be able to raise rents, unless, of course, they're multi-year leases written. But you might have the possibility of raising rents, and you might have the possibility of appreciating values. And so if I hold on to this for a decade or so, typically, would it provide a good amount of revenue and wealth?
Absolutely. That's the way real estate's supposed to play.
Interesting. Interesting. And another question for you is, we hear so much about a lack of inventory on the residential side. How about on the commercial side? Office space, retail space, is that also very rare and hard to find?
If you're looking for investments, it's very hard to find. And I get calls probably daily, Stephen, that either people want me to find them a property or it's an agent that has a buyer. So my caution is, there's just not enough inventory out there. Make sure you deal with the right realtor that you trust and stick with that realtor. Don't be bouncing around.
I see.
Well, Cynthia, we still have a lot more to talk about, including what's the red-hot commercial investment right now. Can you join us in our next hour and we'll continue the conversation?
Absolutely. You do what you need to do and I'm fine.
Thank you, Cynthia. Cynthia Shelton, Realtor and Senior Managing Director of the Investments and Capital Markets Division at LandQuest Commercial Real Estate in Central Florida and the former president of the Florida Realtors. Coming up on Real Estate Today, why some people believe the best real estate investment is pure, undeveloped land.
You can eat on it, you can live on it, you can hunt on it, you can fish on it, you can make money off of it.
That's coming up on our special show, How to Invest in Real Estate. But first, it's time for Ask the Millennial. The millennials are the biggest demographic group in America and potentially the biggest group of homeowners ever. So let's talk real estate now with a genuine member of the millennial generation. Joining us is Jane Dollinger. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Stephen. Great to be back.
We're so glad you're here. And by the way, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So, Jane, what do you have for us today?
Well, Stephen, I actually have some pretty big news. The husband and I have decided to buy a house.
Congratulations, Jane. That's wonderful.
Yes, we will soon be joining the ranks of homeowners. Well, more likely condo owners. But we are really excited and really overwhelmed. There is so much stuff that we need to get in order before we can even begin searching for our new home sweet home. So I wanted to talk today about the step we are tackling first, getting pre-approved for a mortgage. First, you're going to want to collect your paperwork. And it is a lot of paperwork. You're going to need your last 2 years' worth of tax returns, not just your W-2s, but the full returns. You'll need a few months' worth of bank statements. And as someone who's only ever banked online, I actually had to research what a bank statement was. So I made sure I got all the right stuff. Yeah. Don't worry, fellow millennials. They're really easy to find on your bank's website. You're also going to need a couple of months' worth of pay stubs and statements from any of your retirement accounts.
A paper trail.
Paper stacks to the ceiling, Stephen. Next, you're going to want to check your credit. Are there any errors on the report? If so, work on getting those corrected right now, because it may take some time and you don't want an incorrectly low score to bring up your interest rate. Do you have a high balance on your credit card? Pay it off as soon as possible.
Great advice, Jane.
Also, you're probably going to want to meet with at least a couple of possible lenders. After all of the bookkeeping you've just completed, it's tempting to just want to go to the bank and take the first rate that comes your way. But this could actually cost you a lot of money in the long run. Meet with a couple of lenders and compare their rates. And also make sure that you feel comfortable working with them, because they're going to be with you through this long process, and you want to make sure you get along.
Well, Jane, I know you're going through a lot of work right now, because buying a house is a lot of work, but it is so worth it, and congratulations.
Thank you, Stephen. I am just so excited to be able to pick my own paint colors.
Jane Dollinger, a genuine member of the millennial generation. Thanks for being with us on Real Estate Today.
Thank you, Stephen. And if any of you have questions that only a millennial can answer, please send me an email at askthemillennial@radio.realtor. And if possible, I'll answer them on the air.
Do you owe? Billionaire Las Vegas casino owner Steve Wynn says accusations that he engaged in sexual misconduct for decades are, quote, preposterous. Correspondent Miguel Marquez.
The Wall Street Journal says Eat spoke to more than 150 employees and dozens reported a pattern of sexual abuse by Wynn. Wynn, in his statement, said, "We find ourselves in a world where people can make allegations regardless of the truth, and a person is left with a choice of weathering insulting publicity or engaging in multi-year lawsuits. It is deplorable for anyone to find themselves in this situation.
Wynn is also the finance chairman of the Republican National Committee. A suicide bombing in the Afghan capital Kabul this morning has killed at least 63 people and wounded more than 140. The attackers hid the bomb in an ambulance. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. Biggest gains in almost 9 months on Wall Street Friday. The S&P 500 gained 33, the Dow up 222. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News. Good morning. I'm James Stanley. An arrest has been made in connection with a series of intentionally set fires and acts of vandalism targeting houses of worship in Los Angeles County. The Interagency House of Worship Task Force announced the arrest of Christian Michael Garcia. He's charged with suspicion of arson and vandalism. The most recent incidents involved the incendiary fire and vandalism at the Resurrection Church Thursday in Boyle Heights and the Church of the Angels in Pasadena. Two attorneys who previously represented former rap mogul Marion Suge Knight during his murder case have been arrested on suspicion of acting as, quote, accessories after the fact, unquote. They were both released from jail without bond. Matthew Fletcher and Thaddeus Culpepper were initially each being held in lieu of $1 million bail. KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, mostly clear, low 50, sunny 76 this afternoon. Right now it's 50 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at the Beverly Hills Dentist.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio, Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
Real Estate Today, because knowledge is power.
And we are back as we continue our New Year series of shows, taking you through every kind of real estate transaction. And today, we're talking about how to build wealth and income in our special show, How to Invest in Real Estate. We're talking to the pros about how they do it and how you can get started. Coming up, investing in open land. How to Invest in Real Estate is straight ahead. Right after we check in with Bill Thompson in the Real Estate Today newsroom. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Stephen. Homeowners in high-tax states on the East and West Coasts are the ones who will really feel the pinch of the new Republican tax overhaul, says a Citigroup real estate analyst. Will Randall tells CNBC.
If you think about salt in states like New York, right, Connecticut, right. Yeah. California, you're going to get hurt. It's going to be $3,000 ahead on average per household for those states. Now, if you think about that for California and you're a first-time home buyer with 3.75 down, you're in trouble.
Randall says changes to the deductibility of state and local taxes will hit many residents in high-tax states. Getting a mortgage is becoming relatively easier, according to the Urban Institute's Housing Finance Policy Center's latest Housing Credit Availability Index. The index finds that mortgage credit availability rose from 5.1% to 5.6% in the third quarter of 2017. That puts it at its highest level since 2013. The higher the number in the index, the more willing lenders are to tolerate defaults and take more risks. Builders plan to build more homes in 2018, but it won't be enough to satisfy pent-up demand, especially from millennial buyers, says Fannie Mae's chief economist. Doug Duncan says the market fundamentals that characterized 2017, low supply of homes for sale, spiraling prices, will persist in 2018. The website MortgageOrb.com quotes Duncan as saying that builders will be hard-pressed this year to bring enough homes into the pipeline to make any meaningful difference. Fannie Mae is set to release its formal housing market forecast later this month. Coming up in half an hour, buying is more affordable than renting in most markets, but that's only half the story. Stephen, back to you.
Thanks, Bill. Continuing now with our special show, How to Invest in Real Estate. And up next, we're getting back to the basics. Land. That's right, pure undeveloped land, the most fundamental type of real estate investment. And it's a fascinating type of investment, too, because you can hold it untouched, you can develop it, you can farm it, or you can lease it out. You can do so many things with land that you can't do with residential or commercial property. But how do you know which piece of land is a good investment? Let's ask an expert. Joining us now is Bob Turner, realtor from Memphis, Tennessee. Bob served as the 2016 president of the Realtors Land Institute, and he's the co-founder of Southern Properties, a real estate firm that helps people develop and invest in land. Bob is the past president of the Memphis Area Association of Realtors and has served 9 years on the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors. Bob, welcome to Real Estate Today.
Thank you for having me today. It's good to be here.
We are glad you're here. Now, Bob, let me start with a very common scenario. Say that I'm driving down the road and I see a sign that says, land for sale, 55 acres. And of course, the realtor's phone number is down below. Now, if I'm interested, but I don't know anything about investing in land, what's my first move?
Well, I would suggest your first move is to call an RLI member, an accredited land consultant that knows about land, because land is the most complicated transaction in real estate. And that would be my first call. Get somebody that knows what you're doing, knows how to do it on your side, so they can tell you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong.
And that's the Realtors Land Institute. Now, tell us about that. If we get a professional with that certification, what kind of agent am I working with then?
You're working with somebody that's been in the business a while, somebody that's done lots of transactions, because their requirements require a lot of classes and in excess of $10 million in sales and land. So you're getting somebody that's trained, experienced, and more than likely owns and operates land.
Interesting. You know, Bob, continuing with that same scenario, quite often when that happens, I'll look at that land and think how nice it would be to have 55 acres and carve out a clearing right in the middle of it for a beautiful homestead. How about that? Do I know or do I not know whether that land is suitable for that?
That's where you got to dig into the details. You got to figure out the topo of the land. You got to figure out how it drains. You got to figure out what's around it, what your soil conditions are. Do you have utilities there? Can you get electricity? Can you get water? Is there any environmental issues with it? What's been done with it in the past? There's a lot of things you got to look at to figure out whether you can do that or not. And literally within a couple of days, I'm going to know pretty much, yeah, it's good or no, it's not. And here's what we got to find that we can't find.
That's excellent. So you actually walk the land so that you know exactly what you're talking about the next time you report back to that client.
That's right. If you were to call me and say that, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get on one of my mapping programs I use. A lot of times I'll say, okay, let me make sure I'm looking at the piece you're looking at. Once I know that I'm looking at the right piece, my next move is let me get my truck and go look at it, and I'll call you back.
You know, Bob, from our many conversations that we've had, you've always said that a good piece of land can be used in a lot of different ways. You could put that home on it, like I said. You could clear it for lumber. You could use it for hunting or fishing, or you could put a development in there. So, Bob, how does a person decide with that 55 acres, what's the best ultimate use for it?
Well, you got to look at the location in relative to when will it develop, if it will ever develop. Is it in a major movement of a city going out a road plan that's coming your way that it will potentially develop? If not, then what is your next best use for it? Is it, you know, farmland? Is it hunting land? Is it a subdivision? Is it a cattle place? What is it that you can use that for that's going to make you the best investment? There's a lot of variables that go into that. So you've got to dig into it deeper if you're looking at it from a development standpoint. If not, you want a good hunting place, that's what you got. You want a good farming operation, there you go.
And so let's talk real quickly, Bob, about paying for it. If I find that 55 acres and I do want to buy it, can you get a mortgage on a piece of empty land, or is that just not possible?
Sure you can. There's multiple avenues to get a mortgage on land. Local banks, your small city banks, regional banks will do it too. But you've got Farm Credit Service, which lends on land. I mean, I'm closing one Monday that Farm Credit's making the loan on it. And it's a good loan. They'll loan up to 80, 85% of the value.
and it's a 20-year loan, fixed rate.
And so, Bob, let me leave you with the big question. Investing in land, good idea in today's market?
Not a good idea. It's a great idea. And, you know, there's an old term. They're not making any more of it. Land is a great investment, even in the downturns, because you can eat on it, you can live on it, you can hunt on it, you can fish on it, you can make money off of it. There's so many things you can do with land you can't do with a house. So it is a great time to do it.
Well, Bob, I really appreciate you walking us through that today and talking about investing in the terra firma, the land under your feet. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Bob Turner, the 2016 National President of the Realtors Land Institute and co-founder of Southern Properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up on Real Estate Today, how to invest in properties by buying stock.
People have really benefited a great deal and have grown wealth quite substantially with having REITs in the portfolio.
That's next on our special show, How to Invest in Real Estate.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kaelin Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Is Real Estate Today. 100% real estate, 100% of the time.
And we're back with our special show, How to Invest in Real Estate. And right now, we're going to talk about how to invest without being a landlord. No keys, no tenants, no repainting the place when you have a vacancy. Nope, because you don't have to do any of that when you put your money into a real estate investment trust. They're known as REITs. And it's one of the biggest areas in the field of real estate investing. But it's an area not many people know about. So let's talk about what a REIT is and how you can get involved. Joining us now is Dan Wagner, Realtor and Senior Vice President of Government Relations at the Inland Real Estate Group in Chicago. Dan is the President-elect of the Illinois Realtors, where he has also served as Treasurer. And he's past President of the Chicago Association of Realtors. Dan, welcome to Real Estate Today.
Stephen, it's always good to be your guest. Thanks so much for having me.
We are so glad you're here. So, Dan, right off the bat, tell us, what is a real estate investment trust and how does it work?
Well, real estate investment trust is really the Main Street way of investing in commercial real estate for the Main Street investor. The real estate investment trust is you have people that put their money in like a mutual fund, they invest, and the real estate investment trust goes and gets income-producing property, and it could be in a variety of sectors. It could be just in one, in retail or multi-housing, whatever it is. And then you're able to get a monthly check for your investment. And you could either get into it from a non-traded REIT using a financial advisor, or you can go on regular stock market and buy a publicly traded REIT as well.
Interesting. So you have these great big companies that are buying, say, medical offices or perhaps shopping malls or big, big office complexes or even residential in some cases. And they have a whole portfolio of this and you just buy shares in it.
Exactly. Last year, for example, Inland bought $1.4 billion of real estate in 87 different properties. $870 million of that was in apartments, $360 million was in retail, and $164 million was in medical office buildings, and then some self-storage facilities as well. And so we have this huge cachet where we can command really good prices for properties that the average investor could never touch.
That is fascinating, Dan. And if I invest in a REIT, such as the ones represented by the Inland Group in Chicago, is it just like the stock market? I mean, can I keep adding more shares? Does it split sometimes? Do I get dividends? How does that all work?
Yeah, you know, it's really when you work with your own stockbroker to verify any type of publicly traded stock. So that's, you know, one way to do it. The more sophisticated way is when you work with a financial planner. We have the non-traded REIT. It's like a centerboard for a portfolio because it is non-liquid. You get into a non-traded REIT and you are invested in that for a variety of years. But that's good because the marketplace has a downturn and there always will be fluctuations in the market. Some people, when they have the publicly traded stocks, they get scared and they sell off right away and they lose their investment or a lot of it. But when you have something that's non-liquid, then you have to keep it. And eventually that will ride out the storm and you will get back your money and then some. So really you have to talk to your financial planner and go over what's best for you and what's more, you know, suitable for you as well.
So Dan, you said something interesting just a few seconds ago, which is the market might go up or down. So just like the value of residential real estate, the value of a REIT could go up or down over time.
Clearly. And it's important to recognize that you want to get something, a REIT that's a mix of properties where you have retail and multifamily and you have medical office. All those are important because you're making sure that people aren't putting all their eggs in one basket. And it just makes sense to be safe. And people have really benefited a great deal and have grown wealth quite substantially with having REITs in the portfolio.
Excellent. Dan, thank you for joining us today and explaining what REITs are in America.
Thank you.
Dan Wagner, Senior Vice President of Government Relations at the Inland Real Estate Group in Chicago, the President-elect of the Illinois Realtors, and the past president of the Chicago Association of Realtors. Coming up on Real Estate Today, why your first real estate investment might be the house you live in now. We'll explain next on our special show, How to Invest in Real Estate.
If you love listening to us talk about real estate, join the conversation. Find Real Estate Today Radio on Facebook. We can't wait to hear from you. That's Real Estate Today Radio on Facebook.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
When it's time to install the cabinets and countertops, pros don't have time to wait around for the cabinets and countertops. So the Home Depot ships on-trend Hampton Bay cabinets and countertops with select finishes in as little as 48 hours. And during our winter kitchen and bath event, pros get 10% off bulk orders of 10 or more. Save time, save money. There's no better time. The winter kitchen and bath event for pros, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, valid through March 7th.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
How you doing? It's Jimmy here from Zipa. Today I wanted to tell you about my efforts to achieve global elimination of snoring. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Listen, you think you're being a nice guy or a nice girl by letting a guy or girl next to you sleep and snore every night. It's the ultimate disrespect to have that happen. You wake that person up and you tell them, go to Zipa.com now. Zyppah.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
This is Real Estate Today. Location, location, and information.
And we are back with our special show, How to Invest in Real Estate. You know, here at Real Estate Today, we believe in listening to people and learning from them. The people who really know what they're doing. Now, here's one example. Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, who started out by investing in real estate. And we're going to wrap up this hour of the show with one of his famous quotes and what it means to you. That quote is, never invest in a business you can't understand. Now, those are wise words for anyone, and especially for those of us who want to invest in real estate. You have to understand what you're investing in. Now, we might not know retail, we might not know office space, or multifamily, or light industrial, But we all know one thing really well, our own house. And that's why, when some people move to a new house, they keep the house they're leaving, and they rent it out. Just think of it. You get a good tenant, and every month, the rent check arrives. And about once a year, you can raise the rent. Plus, when property values go up, you gain equity in two houses, the one you're renting out and the one you're living in. That's nice. But it does require some work. For one thing, most people save, save, and save some more to buy their first house. But for their second house, typically, they just use the equity from the first one. Well, that's fine. But if you want to keep both houses, well, obviously that won't work. So instead, you'll have to buy your next house the same way you did your first one. Save, save, and save some more. Next, you'll need to talk to a realtor about what you have in mind. They can help you figure out how much rent your old house can bring and what sort of things you'll need to do to bring in the maximum rent. Your realtor can also help you advertise the place, find prospective tenants, and qualify them. And if you're interested, many realtors are also certified property managers, and they can handle the whole thing every month. They can also connect you with a lender who can help you figure out the finances of all this. I mean, unless you own your first place free and clear, you'll be carrying two mortgages. So talk it all through with a lender to make sure you're on solid ground. Also, talk to your financial advisor or your accountant. They'll help you crunch the numbers. So sure, there are some steps involved, but have you ever heard someone who's just moved say, "We love our new house, but we were really, really sad to leave our old one"? Well, you don't have to be sad, because you can keep it. You can rent it out. And as I said, every time property values go up, you'll gain equity in two homes, not just one. Now, this is not for everyone. Many people would prefer just to leave their old house, sell it, and be done with it. So make sure you're comfortable with the idea and that you can afford it before you make a move. But if you are interested in investing in real estate, it's fascinating to think you might already own that first investment property, your own house, something you completely understand. And it might be your first step as you start learning how to invest in real estate. If you'd like to hear more of Real Estate Today's special show, How to Invest in Real Estate, either stay tuned or join us online at radio.realtor. Or just say, "Alexa, play Real Estate Today," because you can hear the entire show anytime at all on your Amazon Echo. And from all of us here at Real Estate Today, thank you for listening.
If you're a realtor, you can put the entire Real Estate Today show on your website. The best real estate show on the radio, 100% free to NAR members. Just go to our new web address, radio.realtor, and click for realtors.
This show furnished by the National Association of Realtors.